Hello everyone, we are studying economics and how can we not talk about money? Our next chapter in economics is money and credit. Money is a word which we are all familiar with. We buy things as well as services using money. Sometimes we pay immediately, sometimes we pay it later. Not only that we buy, there are people around us who sell things and in exchange we pay them money. Have you ever wondered why all the transactions are made in money? The reason is very simple. A person holding money can easily exchange it for any commodity or any service which he or she might want. Thus, everyone prefers to receive payments in money and then exchange the money for things that they want. But was it since beginning? Let's go back little back and talk about barter system. Maybe you have heard about it earlier also. So in that case, let's revise it, that before the advent of money, people used to follow the barter system of exchange. What was it? Suppose somebody has surplus vegetables and he needs wheat in lieu of that. Then in that case, the person could find another person who has surplus wheat and is in need of vegetables. And this was something which was called double coincidence of wants. What is that? When a person desires to sell is exactly what the other wishes to buy. This is double coincidence of wants. In a barter system where goods are directly exchanged without the use of money, double coincidence of wants is an essential feature, or I should rather say that it is a major drawback of the barter system, because it is very difficult to find a person who can fulfill the coincidence of wants. Moreover, it is impractical also and very difficult to carry heavy goods for barter system. So in the olden times, in fact, sometimes it restricted the economic activity also. So in contrast, when we say about money, money provides the crucial intermediate and step and eliminates the need for double coincidence of wants. It is no longer necessary for any person to find another person that what he wants to sell, another one wants to buy. Since money acts as an intermediate in the exchange process, we call it as a medium of exchange. Now go back a little bit about the history of money. In the historical periods, coins of the precious metals like gold, silver and copper were used. And maybe now also in your houses, when Diwali is there, there is a tradition where that we worship the either the gold coins or the silver coins. And since it is very expensive, nowadays we use metallic coins also. Apart from this, there is a currency also. Modern forms of money include currency like paper notes as well as coins, as I said. And nowadays we are using plastic money in the form of credit cards. Especially in this period when people are avoiding going out, either due to lockdown or due to the fear of coronavirus, we are making maximum transactions using e-platforms and ordering things online. And in that case, we are using plastic money, and which I'm sure you all must be familiar with. Now the question comes that why do we accept the money as medium of exchange? In our country, we all know our currency is rupee. And it is accepted as a medium of exchange because the currency is authorized by the government of the country. And please remember, very important, that in India, the Reserve Bank of India issues currency notes on behalf of the central government. As per Indian law, no other individual or any organization is allowed to issue currency. Moreover, the law legalizes the use of rupee as a medium of payment that cannot be refused in settling transactions in India. No individual in India can legally refuse a payment if it is made in rupees. Hence, the rupee is widely accepted as a medium of exchange. And if you are asked that why, the reasons I just explained. Then, so money removed the coincidence of wants factor and smoothened exchange facilities for economic activity. And other forms of money, if we talk about, then it is deposits with banks. The other form in which people hold money is as deposits with banks. At a point of time, people need only some currency for their day-to-day needs. Bank accepts the deposits and also pay an interest rate on the deposits. You can discuss with your parents also that whenever they receive their salary, so most of the time, you know, nowadays salary comes in the bank account only, and little bit part for our expenses we take it out, we withdraw that money either, you know, directly by going to bank or using ATM cards, and remaining is still with bank. So this is what deposit money is. Okay, and in this way what happens is that our money is safe with banks, and not only that, it earns an interest also. So suppose you are asked that why, you know, people save money in bank, it is very safe and we earn an interest. So people have the provision to withdraw the money as and when they require. Since the deposit in the bank accounts can be withdrawn on demand, that's the reason these deposits are called demand deposits. The facility of check against demand deposits makes it possible to directly settle payments without the use of cash. Since demand deposits are accepted widely as a means of payment along with currency, they constitute money in modern economy. And if you you should know that what is check, and the PPT which I am sharing, in that also I have shown you a leaflet from checkbook. In fact, you can ask your parents also to show you the checkbook, and we use this check as a paper instructing the bank to pay a specific amount from the person's account to the person in whose name the check has been made. And this is done normally for people who, you know, sometimes when we defer the payment, or sometimes when it is not possible to go physically and hand over the amount. So we see that demand deposits share the essential feature of money. The facility of check against demand deposit make it possible to directly settle payments without the use of cash. Since demand deposits are accepted widely as a means of payment along with currency, they constitute money in the modern economy. You must remember the role that banks play here. But for the bank, there would be no demand deposits and no payments by checks against these deposits. The modern forms of money, currency, and deposits are closely linked to the working of the modern banking system. So since we are talking about the loan activities of the bank, and I explained you that how banks keep, you know, a small proportion, that is 15% with them, and remaining they give it as loan. So let's now talk that, is it always beneficiary for the person to take loan? And we'll talk about two cases which are given in your textbook. That first is the case of Salim. Where there is a festival season 2 months from now, and he's a shoe manufacturer who has received an order from a large trader in town for 3,000 pairs of shoes to be delivered in a month's time. And to complete production on time, he hires a few more workers for stitching and pasting works. Now he has to purchase the raw material also. So to meet all these expenses, Salim obtains loans from two sources. First, he asks his leather supplier to supply leather now and promises to pay him later. Second, he obtains loan in cash from the large trader as advance payment for 1,000 pairs of shoes with a promise to deliver the whole order by the end of the month. At the end of the month, Salim is able to deliver the order, makes a good profit, and repay the money that he had borrowed. In this case, Salim obtains credit to meet the working capital needs of production. I hope you remember from 9th standard that working capital refers to the things which we need in the process of production, like raw material and money. So this credit helps him to meet the ongoing expenses of production. He completes production on time and thereby is able to increase his earnings. In this case, credit plays a vital and positive role. But is it always? Let's see the other case, which is Swapna's case. She is a small farmer who grows groundnut on her 3 acres of land. She takes a loan from the moneylender to meet the expenses of cultivation, hoping that her harvest would help repay the loan. Midway through the season, the crop is hit by pests and the crop fails. Though Swapna sprays her crops with expensive pesticides, it makes little difference. She is unable to repay the moneylender and the debt grows over the year into a large amount. Next year, Swapna takes a fresh loan for cultivation. It is a normal crop this year, but the earnings are not enough to cover the old loan. She is caught in debt. She has to sell a part of the land to pay off the debt. So you will observe that people like Swapna, who are in rural areas, their main demand for credit or loan is for crop production, and they need money or to take loan on seeds or fertilizers, pesticides, water, electricity, even repairing their equipments, etc. So there's a minimum stretch of 3 to 4 months between the time when the farmers buy these inputs and when they are able to sell the crop. Okay, so what happens is farmers usually take crop loans at the beginning of the season and they repay it once the harvest is done. So repayment of the loan is crucially dependent on the income from farming. So in Swapna's case, we observed that income was not there, and that's why she had to sell part of land also to repay the loan. So here, if we observe the credit or loan, instead of helping Swapna or improve her earnings, left her worse off. This is an example of what is commonly called as debt trap. So credit in this case pushes the borrower into a situation from which recovery is very painful, or we can say that it acts in a negative way. So we saw two cases that how, you know, credit can act as a positive or as a negative step for any person. So we have to be very mindful if we have to apply for any loan. Okay, so in this part of the module, we studied that how, barter system was used before the advent of money, and why do we prefer to use money? What are the current forms of money? And what is the role of bank in providing us loan? How do they earn their income? And whether credit or taking loan is always good or it can act in a negative way also. In the next module, we will study that on which basis the loan is given, and further, part of the chapter. So I hope you have understood. Please go through my PPT also for further clearance. I have shared a PDF also of whatever has been taught, and on the basis of that, assignment questions are also given. Bye-bye.